Welcome, everybody. Share number 1177. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Refuah Shalema Shendel Esther Bracha Bas Gittel Shetakav Refuah Shalema Pesach Shachar Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. Okay, so I just want to mention an interesting question which came up, which was brought to my attention, actually, a case in time where we could have a better understanding about something. It was something which we learned in the Malach of Tzad, trapping. Even though now we're doing Sheikhet slaughtering, which is very similar in certain instances anyways, but be it as it may, like we always say, sometimes the interesting question comes up, or a question which is very Negei Lamaisa, and we try and talk about it, even though it might be part of a different Malach which we already covered, but just to bring it out. So it was an interesting question. There was a family, whatever, from Lakewood or whatever. They went to somebody's house in a certain place. And this person, cousin or whatever the case was, it was on Shabbos. And the cousin or whatever it was, somebody closely related, you know, from people or whatever. But they had a pet. And I don't know exactly what type of pet, but that's not the issue. But the question was, the children were afraid. The children, you know, the couple came, it was a yeshivish couple or whatever, and the children were afraid of this pet. A lot of times, you have children are afraid, you know, various different type of things, you know. I know myself, I once had an interesting story when I was a young boy. My parents, Aleim HaShalom, they went also to a friend, not on Shabbos, during the week and whatever, and there was a dog over there, a larger dog or whatever, and I wasn't so comfortable around dogs, that's putting it mildly. And I was a young little boy, and so good. So the people said that they put me in a room with a game or whatever the case was. It was just an interesting story. A certain game I could play with. I was, a little boy, and then they said, good, the dog, they can't lock him up, or they can't put him on a chain or whatever, but, I'll stay in the room, a closed room. You know, again, it was during the week, so it wasn't a question of anything, but, I'll stay in the room, I'll play with the game, and like this, the dog won't bother me. But little did I know that, as I'm playing with the game, I feel something by my feet. And it happened to have been the door of the room where I was sitting was left open, and the dog came in, and there he was. So, but be it as it may, the point is, a lot of times you have young children who are not comfortable around the pets. Sometimes they're scared or whatever the case is, and it makes it extremely uncomfortable. So now the question was, they were able to put their pet, not moving, there was no moving, it's a pet, we spoke pet many times, we mentioned, animals muksa, pet is muksa, it's all muksa, there was no moving, but they wanted to have it go into the cage. And they had such a cage where they opened it, and this pet, well, again, the type of animal I don't know, but whatever the pet was, it goes into the cage, you don't even have to move it. Yeah, he knows already, open the door, and this animal, this pet knows, it goes into the cage, and they lock the door. So the question was, that came up, is that Sud, is that really trapping? Here I'm opening up the door of a cage, right? Or the door is open, and now the animal goes in, and now I'm going to lock it. So why do they want to put the animal in the cage? Because the children are very uncomfortable around this pet. So the balabas, has him locked up for a few hours or whatever the case is. So fine. So the question is, maybe that's sud, maybe that's trapping. So this is a very interesting case which came up that could show us how it works with the three various different type of categories, which we spoke about in reference to trapping an animal. We said the worst type of case, which is we were just involved in the kaparis, for example. We spoke about the interesting case which could come up. You know, chickens. You know, let's say you have Shabbos Shuvah sometimes. Well, this year was whatever. This year was very close to Yom Kippur. Sometimes Shabbos Shuvah is a few days before, so they have chickens for kaparis, and they're in the cages, and they're locked up, and it's over Shabbos. And let's say one of the cages opens up, and a chicken or two runs out. It's a big problem putting it back, because those chickens cannot, that's the worst category. It's a mina nitzah. It's a type of an animal that people capture, number one. Number two, has nothing to do with you, right? Let's say a person has chickens in a, for kaparis in his backyard or in a certain place, in a lot or whatever. Just give an example. They have it in a certain place, and the chicken's not comfortable around you, and if you open up the cage, he runs out and he's gone. He's never coming back. That chicken you'll never see again. So that is a real case of tzad deraisa. So for one to go and put that chicken back, again, without the moving of the chicken, without touching, even just to have the chicken go back in and halak the cage of the chicken, the chicken coop, That is a real deraisa. So that's the worst case scenario, which we spoke about. Then we said there's a middle case, just reviewing. It's important to keep the chazer over these klolim. The second category, we says, what the type of an animal, which, yeah, he'll run around, but at nighttime he comes back. Right? So that we said was a dirabonon. To trap such an animal would be dirabonon. But then that's the second category. And the third category we mentioned, which is a regular, as they so-called, quote-unquote, house pet. Right? A person has a regular house pet, during the week, on a Sunday, Monday, and Shabbos, we don't pet animals, but during the weeks, like we said, the pet will, cuddle up, and when you pet it, it'll feel very comfortable to you, and he'll do as you say. You know, a lot of times you see people walking in the street during the week, even a non-Jew, you see, even on Shabbos or whatever, the person walking with a dog, and they tell the dog to sit, they tell the dog to stand, they tell the dog do this, fetch the stick or whatever. So a lot of times these dogs are mamish, part of, if you want to call it, part of the family, which is a separate discussion, but be it as it may, so when an animal, any type of animal, if it's a cat, it's the same thing. Even if it's a chicken, it would be the same thing. If that type of animal falls into that category, whereby it's very comfortable, when you pet it and it stays around you and it feels very comfortable and it's your pet. And so then on Shabbos again, we said you can't pet it, but to put such an animal into have it go into a cage and lock it, you don't want to keep it there probably for too long because it'll be very uncomfortable, because obviously these type of animals want to probably roam around the house. But let's say in a case like this, interesting case, where you have a family coming, their children are very uncomfortable around this animal, and then it's very uncomfortable feeling eating the suda like that. So you have it go in, again, without moving it, but you open the cage, you have it go, or the door's open, you have it go into the cage, and you can even close the cage door and lock the cage, and that's it. So because of the fact, again, there's no tzad over here, there's no capturing, as long as you're not moving it to muktzapot, but there's no actual capturing, because this animal, whatever the animal is, whether it's a cat, dog, it really doesn't matter, but if it falls into that category, whereby it's a regular, animal, whereby it feels comfortable next to you, it likes you petting it, it's very comfortable, it stays around, and it doesn't run away, and so on, these type of things. So that type of animal we mentioned is there would not be any tzad, would not be any trapping. So that was just an interesting case brought to my attention, a case scenario which we try and bring out, practical application, if you want to call it, then it comes up, like I mentioned, a case like by me, that sometimes people go eat by somebody else's house, and there is taka, a dog running around, people have, it comes up, so one has to know that these type of things, these type of animals could be locked in a cage, for a few hours or whatever the case might be, till the family that's uncomfortable around that animal actually leaves. And it would be no problem of tzad, of trapping, as long as the person nobody's moving the animal or petting it or anything like that. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Rocha, Kol Tov.